Tape marker. Action.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
And this is Lex, back at it again.
What's going on, Lex? The Lex level, what is up over there, man? How you doing over there, sir?
That's going good, man. It's going good. Life is good. Excited for the new year. And I think we're getting started into the season where, like, the big movies are going to start coming out. And so yes. I'm super stoked.
Yeah, man. We got a great, you know, I'm happy it's the weekend. Had a stressful day at work. Well, not really too stressful, but just like, you know, just one of those days where you're just like, why am I here? Yeah. You know, like, why am I doing this? Or in your case, why am I on the computer? What am I doing right now? It's like, dude, you get in those modes, guys, just like everyone else, that, you know, everyone out there, guys, you know what we're talking about. But hey, it's the weekend, ladies and gentlemen, Friday night. Let's get started. Super Bowl this coming Sunday is going to be epic. The battle, it's an underdog story. Maybe they'll make it to a movie. You never know, depending how great the game is. But to top it all off, man, that huge lineup and the halftime show, man, I'm excited. How many times do you think they're going to smoke weed on stage? How many times are they going to... Snoop Dogg's going to be like smoking weed in the corner after he does Bust a Flow, and then Dr. Dre, man, that lineup. But let's admit it, man, that lineup is a killer. That lineup is just insane.
And Robert Pattinson is such a great actor that I'm so excited for him to like prove the world wrong, like for those that doubted him. And I mean, dude, it just looks great. Everything I've seen from the Batman is like A1, dude. So I don't see the movie doing us wrong.
Exactly, man. It's okay, so I'm gonna say it right now. You could quote on me, you could write it down, I don't care, you could bring it up later. I'm saying it right now, ladies and gentlemen, for me, as of right now, the number one, and this is coming from, like, you know, an artistic critic. You know, I don't just review. This platform right here, I said it from the beginning of this podcast, I haven't mentioned it in a while, but this platform is not just for comic book movies, it's for all movies, including the movie that just came out recently, which was Jackass. You know, it's all about movies, man. And that's the thing about this, you know, this, I don't know about you, but this is just beautifully shot. I love the way the scenes are. I just love the way that that it just looks so great. This is my number one anticipated movie of the year, man. This really is. Just because it's my heart and soul is in the Batman. I mean, he's my number one character, I would say, as of right now. And then number two would be Superman, you know, because, I mean, just like, I mean, I'm gonna say it right there. I know it's a kind of a weird place to put Superman right under Batman. And then of course number three for me is probably gonna be Spider-Man, and then number four, Dr. Fate. It always switch it up, right? Dr. Fate is always, depending what kind of mood I am in, really. Just because Dr. Fate always has like that emotional grasp that I so much love in a comic book, and or just in general, just the whole storyline. I love his storyline. I love Dr. Fate's story. Oh.
Who are you under there? What are you hiding?
My son dreamt of a better world. That's why he saved me.
Wrong. It's about power.
You can go any timeline, any universe.
What?
Well, I'd fight to save this one.
Oh, man.
What could be greater than a king?
Dude.
A hero.
Oh, my God.
I just got goosebumps.
Oh, psycho. Oh.
If we don't stand up, no one will.
Come with us.
Oh,
there's a glorious world out there.
Dr. Fate!
Oh, dude,
Dr. Fate!
Are you in?
Dude, man. All right. Wow. What incredible. I mean, that just looks beautiful. So what I did notice in this shot, because we get a real quick shot that I noticed right away, it looks like the Dr. Fate whole costume, like the whole, when he puts on the helmet and everything, it looks like it's all CGI from that photo.
I don't think so. I mean, that's and not he, maybe, it, yeah.
He is carrying a helmet that I noticed, but I don't know if it's like the actual, like, if it's just for the green screen, you know, like if it's actual green screen helmet. or like, because they did that a lot with in Zack Snyder cut, where like the capes of the Batman, or the Batman cape and the Superman cape in the Man of Steel.
Yeah,
but yeah, like that was all CGI. So
I mean, maybe the cape here is real, but I don't know. I feel like there has to be like a practical version of the, like the suit. Yeah. It's probably padded because like it doesn't. Like, it's not going to use the body of Pierce Brosnan, but I don't know. It looks really good. I'm pretty sure, like, because I think even the Hawkman, like...
Dude, he looks
his
good.
They've shown shots of his suit, like, in pieces. So, I mean, the wings may be CGI, but I don't think, like, the whole thing. So I'm assuming the same thing with Dr. Fate.
Dude, that'll be killer if the freaking wings are, like, actually legit, like... real, and they just CGI to make it like they CGI certain parts, like let's just say half of the wings are real, or like I don't know, it's hard to I'm just throwing out ideas, maybe half of the wings are real, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, part of it actually might be that, like sometimes they create like a piece that goes up to here and then the rest gonna be like CGI.
Yeah, man. I mean, dude, that looks beautifully done, man. I love this. This DC lineup is crazy. Can you believe it, Lex? We're getting three Batmans. If you know, this is the year where we're getting three Batmans in the history. Yes, three Batmans.
Oh,
we're getting
Ben Affleck
in the Michael Keaton. Dude, I mean, can you get any more Batman? Like, dude, Batman is all day, every day. Where's Superman at? Where's Superman? Can you tell me?
That's not my decision, man.
No. Where's Superman?
We got three Superman in the CW's, like...
No, that don't count. That don't count. Oh, God.
From the movie,
Superman Returns. Oh, my God.
And it was Tyler Hoechlin and an evil version of him. That was three. That was three Supermans.
Dude, I just can't get it. I know you brought up the show, but I just don't like the show, man. I really don't. Superman Lois, I'm not digging it.
It's because you're biased.
No. Oh, here we go. Dude, it's like, you know...
I haven't started season two.
Okay, if they brought back Smallville, or like try to bring back that small essence of Smallville, I would be kind of interested in it. But it's like a Superman to me. We grew up with it, you know. Smallville is always to our hearts, and the fact that they're relying on the old Superman show, and it's working for a lot of viewers. It really is. And by all means, if you love that show, put on comments down below. I'm glad that you love it, because at least somebody's enjoying a Superman of our time right now. Because we don't know what the hell's going on over there. I want Henry Cavill back. I want him back. I don't give a sh about what's going on in the past. Forget the past. Look to the future, DC. Look to the future, Warner Brothers. Let it go. Let bygones be bygones. Stop saying, oh, it has Zack Snyder. We're not going to put our hands around it or whatever. And stop the drama and put Henry Cavill in. I mean, dude, this guy works out with the Superman logo, like shirt and everything. Like, dude, I don't know how many more hints. Like, he's staying in shape for it. Like, he's always in shape, dude. And he always gives, like, on his Instagram, he's always like, you know, Superman this. He has, like, a Superman cup. It's, like, weird. It's, like, he's, like, telling his social media people, like, hey, guys, I mean, come on, Superman. Hey, like, little, come on. It's not all of a sudden there. Like, there's a reason behind it. And it's because he wants to be that character. And I feel like he could go in depth on that character. I mean, I loved Man of Steel. I really did. I loved it so much. At the time when Man of Steel first came out, we weren't able to. I didn't have Alamo City Movie Talk, this platform, as I have now. Thankful to this, but I didn't have this platform, and I regret. Maybe we'll do a Man of Steel review, me and you, Lex. Maybe we'll do one.
I'd be down, man.
Yeah, that'll be down. Yeah, definitely. But that looks awesome, man. Thank you so much, guys. As always, I am your host, Ryan D. Colonel Ryan 680.
And this was Lex. Take care, everyone.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful weekend. Check y'all later. Oh, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Catch you later, guys.